it will come as no surprise that the key to success in this very subtle practice of awareness is relaxation, the letting go of grasping. So let's take it slow and easy as we gently let the awareness descend into the body, right down to the ground. Let your awareness fill the space of the body as you set it at ease, in stillness and in vigilance, loose and relaxed. And then with an utter sense of surrender, of letting go of control, let your respiration come to settle in its natural rhythm, without effort and without constraint. Set your mind at ease, carefree, loose and relaxed, releasing all concerns about the future and the past. With every out-breath, releasing rumination about the present. And free of grasping, let your awareness come to rest in stillness in the present moment. Now let your eyes be at least partially open. And evenly rest your awareness in space. Without deliberately attending to anything, not even the space itself, not thoughts, not sensory impressions. Rest without meditating on anything or directing awareness to any object. Simply be present. Simply sustain this flow of mindfulness, this flow of mindful presence, without distraction, without being carried away anywhere to any object whatsoever, and without grasping onto anything, objective or subjective. Just be still. As you rest there at ease, without directing your attention to anything, something is bound to dawn upon you. A knowing that was already present, but now is unveiled. Because you are not attending elsewhere. It's uncloaked. It's pre-verbal. It's non-conceptual. It's immediate and indubitable. The awareness of being aware. Now is the time to let your awareness rest in its own place, hold its own ground, illuminating itself, knowing itself, the ultimate retreat from all appearances and all objects of mind. And all concepts. Out of sheer habit, thoughts are bound to arise, but as soon as they arise and they are noted, release them instantly, with no interest. And now as a preliminary exercise, let's do something we're so accustomed to doing. So let's give ourselves a simple task. We return to this process of oscillation, of alternating arousal and release. If you're new to the practice, you may find it helpful for some time to multitask a little bit. And that is, as you maintain a peripheral awareness of the flow of the respiration, as the breath flows in, invert your awareness right in upon itself. Arouse your attention, focus, concentrate. Let your awareness implode upon itself. Which implies simply a withdrawal from all appearances, a vigorous, forceful withdrawal from all objects of the mind, right into the very nucleus of being aware. And then as the breath flows out, utterly release. As forcefully as you inverted, just so utterly release. Release your awareness into space with no object. Without taking even space as an object, just release your awareness. Totally. Of course, releasing all thoughts. As the breath flows in again, invert. As the breath flows out, release. But throughout the oscillation, gently and continuously, sustain the flow of awareness, of awareness. Invert your awareness in upon itself without grasping onto any subject. Then release your awareness into space without grasping onto any object. Then release the oscillation. Put the workout behind you. And let your awareness come to rest in the center, neither out nor in, but right where it is, resting in its own place, illuminating and knowing itself, doing nothing, just being aware of awareness.